我还困在知音，服务源于聆听。亲爱的奉献者们，晚上好。今天是2011年3月28号晚上7点钟，我们非常幸运的又请到了亲爱的 Giridhar Maharaj 来给我们继续讲 Krishna Book，就是 Krishna 快乐的源泉这本书。好了，我们现在开始。OK，Maharaj，let's we can start。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we are beginning chapter 5 of the Krishna book.
今天呢，我们就开始学习 Krishna Book 的第五章了。
And the title of that chapter is The Meeting of Nanda and Vasudeva.
第一章的题目呢，就是 Nanda 和 Vasudeva 相见。
So before we begin, we will chant our invocation prayer.
在开始讲课之前呢，我们先来唱诵一下这个祈祷祷文。
If you have your Krishna books open, you can follow along.
大家如果手头有 Krishna 快乐的泉源这本书的话，我们就把书打开，然后一起跟着来读。
Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna 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 Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me.
Oh, 亲爱的主 Krishna, 请保护我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
O 主 Rama, Raghu 王朝的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna.Keshava, head of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
Oh, Krishna, Keshava, Keshimo 的图者，请维系我。
So our story begins.
故事就开始了。
First, we're going to give a brief overview of this chapter.
首先呢，我们先简短的介绍一下这一章。
So this chapter describes the festivities.At Krishna's birth.
那么这一章呢，主要是在庆祝 Krishna 的出生。
Going to Mathura to pay tax.
然后还有到 Mathura 去付税。
And the conversation between Nanda and Vasudeva.
还有呢，就是 Nanda 和 Vasudeva 之间的对话。
Although Krishna was the real son of Vasudeva and Devaki, because of Kamsa's atrocious activities, Vasudeva could not enjoy the birth ceremony of his son.
虽然说 Krishna 其实是 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的儿子，但是呢，因为 Kamsa 的对他们的迫害活动，所以呢 ，Vasudeva 不能享受，不能去庆祝 Krishna 的出生。
But Nanda Maharaj, the foster father, celebrated the birth ceremony of Krishna very joyfully.
但是呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 就是 Krishna 的养父，却非常喜乐的庆祝了他的出生，然后举行了盛大的庆典。
The next day was declared that a male child had been born to Yashoda.
第二天呢，他就宣布 Yashoda 生出了一个儿子。
According to Vedic custom, Nanda Maharaj called for learned astrologers and brahmanas to perform the birth ceremony.
那么根据他们的礼达传统。Nanda Maharaj 就把一些就是圣人婆罗门啊，还有这个星象家都请来庆祝他的出生。
After the birth of a child, the astrologers calculate the moment of the birth and make a horoscope of the child's future life.
那么当这个孩子出生之后呢，我们就开始给他把他的出生的时间报出来，这样呢，为他的出生来做一个星象上的测算。
Another ceremony takes place after the birth of the child.
孩子出生之后呢，又举行了一个仪式。
The family members take baths, cleanse themselves, and decorate themselves with ornaments and nice garments.
一家人们呢，他们会去沐浴，然后为自己穿戴上花环，还有穿上美丽打扮美丽的戴上美丽的首饰。
Then they come before the child and the astrologer to hear of the future life of the child.
然后呢，他们就会来到这个孩子以及星象家面前，来去听对这个孩子的这个评述，是这样的。
Nanda Maharaj and other members of the family dressed and sat down in front of the birthplace.
Nanda Maharaj and 其他的家庭成员呢，他们就穿好之后就来到了孩子出生的地方坐了下来。
All the brahmanas who were assembled there on this occasion chanted auspicious mantras according to the rituals, while the astrologers performed the birth ceremony.
那么所有的这些朋友们呢，他们就坐在那里。一起来唱了一些吉祥的祈祷，然后其他的人就围在那里做一个仪式。
All the demigods are also worshipped on this occasion, as well as the forefathers of the family.
那么就在这样的场合之下呢，他们会崇拜所有的伴随的以及所有的祖先，家庭的祖先。
Nanda Maharaj distributed to the brahmanas 200,000 cows.Which were well decorated with cloth and ornaments.
Nanda Maharaj 为每一个婆罗门，他就布施了200,000头奶牛，还奶牛身上还穿着还有非常美丽的装饰，一起送给布施给这婆罗门。
Gave the Brahmanas not only cows and charity, but also hills of grain decorated with ornaments and golden bordered cloth.
好像 somehow your voice was quite broken.
Okay. I said, he gave the brahmanas not only cows and charity, but also hills of grain decorated with ornaments and golden bordered cloth.
那么那的话就给这些婆罗门不仅仅是有奶牛，还有很多的谷物啊，上面也装饰着美丽的，比如说布匹啊，或者说一些金子这样的东西。
In the material world, we possess riches and wealth in many ways, but sometimes not in very honest and pious ways.
在这个物质世界呢，我们会以很多的方式占有很多的物质财富，但并不是总是一种很虔诚、诚实的方式去收集这些财富。
That is the nature of accumulating wealth.
这就是收集财富的本性所在。
According to Vedic injunction, therefore, one should purify such wealth by giving cows and gold in charity to the Brahmanas.
所以呢，按照这个传统，一个人他就通过去给婆罗门布施这奶牛啊，或者是布施其他的这些谷物、金子之类的，来净化自己的活动。
A newborn child is also purified by gifts of grain and charity to the Brahmanas.
那么，如果给婆罗门布施这些布施的话，也能净化这个。
In this material world, it is to be understood that we are always living in a contaminated state.
那我们都知道，只要在这个物质世界当中，我们都是生活在一种受污染的状态。
We therefore have to purify the duration of our lives, our possession of wealth, and ourselves.
所以呢，我们应该去净化我们生存的我们的寿命、我们的生存状态、我们的还有我们的财富，还有我们自己。
We can purify our duration of life by taking daily bath and cleansing the body inside and outside, and accepting the 10 kinds of purificatory processes.
我们可以通过，比如说每天沐浴啊，净化自己的内在和外在。以及去做10种进化的活动，这样的进化我们的生活，进化我们的寿命，我们生存的这个长度。
By austerities, by worship of the Lord, and by distribution of charity, we can purify the possession of wealth.
通过苦行、崇拜主以及布施，可以进化我们的财富。
It's a good point, that. Wealth can contaminate us if we don't use it in the proper way.
这一点说得很好，就是说如果我们不把财富用来做恰当的用途的话，这个财富就会污染我们，就能污我们就受财富的污染。
So the Vedic system of purifying wealth that comes to us is to give back a good portion of that wealth in charity.
所以呢，通过这个伟大的传统，就是说如果我们要去净化自己的财富的很大一部分呢，就是把我们把这个财富的一部分用去布施。
That's why we encourage persons to give donations to either purchase devotional literature or to help in some way with the propagation of Krishna consciousness.
这就是为什么我们鼓励奉献者们可以进行适当的捐款，比如说去捐赠文献啊，或者说做一些前程活做一些活动传播 Krishna 知识。做一些布施传播 Krishna 知识等等。
This simultaneously purifies them and at the same time they are freed of the karma that comes as a result of accumulating wealth.
那么这样的活动呢，既能净化他们自己，同时呢，也能让他们从收集财富这个过程当中获得的业报。
And it qualifies them for making further advancement in Krishna consciousness.
而且呢，能够让他们获得资格，能够在 Krishna 知觉当中进一步的取得进步。
So as devotees, we have to be very careful.
所以作为奉献者，我们一定要非常小心。
Because oftentimes,Wealth will be offered to us on behalf of Krishna.
因为会有很多时候会代表 Krishna 会我们会就是会有人代表 Krishna 向我们布施。
So we have to make sure that we use that wealth in Krishna's service.
所以我们一定要确保我们会把这个财富用来去做奉献服务。
We can purify ourselves by studying the Vedas in order to understand the absolute truth and achieve self-realization.
我们可以这样去净化自己，就是通过去学习伟大经典啊，学习绝对真理，并且达到自我觉悟。
It is therefore stated in the Vedic literature that by birth everyone is born a sudra.
所以说，伟大经里面就是说，我们每个人一出生就是 sudra。
By accepting the purificatory process, one becomes twice born.
一个人接受了净化程序之后，就获得了二次出生。
By studying the Vedas, one becomes a vipra, which is the preliminary qualification for becoming a brahmana.
通过学习韦达经呢，一个人就得到了 vipra， 也就是说，他就具备了一个作为初步婆罗门的资格。
When one perfectly understands the absolute truth, he is called a brahmana.
当一个人完美的理解了绝对真理之后呢，他就被称为是 Brahmana， 就是婆罗门。
And when the Brahmana reaches further perfection, he becomes a Vaishnava or a devotee.
而当一个婆罗门或者 Brahmana 或者进一步的进化之后呢，他就成了一个 Vaishnava 或者是奉献者。
So we can see that the position of a Vaishnava is very special.
这样我们就可以看得出来，一个 Vaishnava 的地位是很特别的。
A true devotee of Krishna, a Vaishnava, is a much higher position than just being a Brahmana.
一个 Krishna 的奉献者，或者是一个 Vaishnava 这样一个真实的地位，比一个婆罗门的地位是远远高出很多的。
A Brahmana may be qualified.In many different ways and be very learned, but at the same time, he may simply be fixed in the mode of goodness.
一个婆罗门呢，他可能非常的博学，可能在很多方面都很具备资格，但是呢，他也有可能就处在善良心态而已。
But one who is a pure devotee of Krishna transcends all the three modes, even the mode of goodness, and he rises to the position of Sudasattva or pure goodness.
而一个 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，他已经超越了物质自然三形态，甚至是这个善良形态，他已经达到了 Soda Sattva， 就是纯粹善良形态的状态。
So in that ceremony, all the assembled Brahmas began to chant different kinds of Vedic mantras to invoke all good fortune for the child.
所以呢，在这个仪式当中呢，那这些所有的婆罗门就开始唱上去很多的各种各样的吉祥的这些曼陀罗来庆祝或者来净化，庆祝这个孩子的出生，给予他祝福。
Yes, there are different kinds of chanting.
唱诵有不同种类。
They are named as Sutta,
有 Sutta,
Magadha,
Magadha,
Vandija,
Vandija,
and Virudhavali.
Oh, Virudhavali.
Anyway, different names. Along with this chanting of mantras and songs, bugles and kettle drums are sounded outside the house.
那么他们在唱诵这些不同的曼陀罗歌曲的同时呢，在这个门外就也同时是鼓锣齐鸣。
On this occasion, the joyous vibrations could be heard in all the pasturing grounds and all the houses.
就在这样一个场合之下，就所有的这些乐声在所有的这些牧场啊，所有的房子里面都能够听到。
Within and outside of the houses.There were varieties of artistic paintings done with rice pulp.
在屋内屋外的这还有很贴着很多的一些艺术的作品，还这个有这些诗人呢等等所有所题词的。
Scented water was sprinkled everywhere, even on the roads and streets.
即便是在大路上、大街上，还有四处四面八方都泼洒的就是香水。
Ceilings and roofs were decorated with different kinds of flags, festoons, and green leaves.
那么这个屋顶啊，或者房顶的天花板上还装饰了各种各样的旗子啊，还有绿叶、树绿枝啊等等之类的装饰品。
The gates were made of green leaves and flowers.
大门它是有这些鲜花和绿叶所做成的装饰。
All the cows, bulls, and calves were smeared with a mixture of oil and turmeric.
那么所谓的这些母牛还有小牛犊身上都涂着很多很香的那些，比如说姜黄之类的。
They were painted with minerals like red oxide, yellow clay, and manganese.
上面还涂着很多的这些红色的什么什么东西。
They wore garlands of peacock feathers and were covered with nice colored cloths.And gold necklaces.
他们还戴着这个用孔雀羽毛做的花环，上面还装饰着，上面覆盖着很多各种颜色的这些布啊，还有金项链等等。
All the ecstatic cowherd men heard that Nanda Maharaj, the father of Krishna, was celebrating the birth ceremony of his son.
那么所有的这些牧牛郎们都听到 Nanda Maharaj 正在庆祝他的儿子 Krishna 的出生。
They became spontaneously joyful.
他们立即都自发的变得非常的快乐。
They dressed themselves with very costly garments.
他们都穿着昂贵的袍子。
They also ornamented their bodies with different kinds of earrings and necklaces and wore great turbans on their heads.
他们的身上还戴着各种各样的耳环啊、项链啊，头上还戴着这个围着这个布头巾。
After dressing themselves in this gorgeous way, they took various kinds of presentations and thus approached the house of Nanda Maharaj.
那么他们就这样各个梳妆打扮之后呢，就带着各种各样的礼物来找 Nanda Maharaj.
As soon as they heard the mother Yashoda had given birth to a child, all the cowherd women became overwhelmed with joy.
那么一听到亚瑟的妈妈生了一个孩子，所有的这些牧牛女们也非常的快乐。
They also dressed themselves with various kinds of costly garments and ornaments and smeared scented cosmetics on their bodies.
他们也穿着各种各样昂贵的这些服装啊、首饰啊。身上还涂着就是这些涂着各种各样的有香水的这些化妆品。
As a dust on the lotus flower exhibits the exquisite beauty of the flower, all the gopis applied the dust of kumkum on their lotus-like faces.
那么就随着这个莲花的尘土，就像莲花的尘土展示着这个花的极度的美丽，所有的牧牛女们她们也在自己莲花般的脸上涂沾着这个kumkum的这个尘土kumkum粉。
These beautiful gopis took their different presentations and very soon reached the house of Maharaj Nanda.
那么这些牧牛女们也带着各种各样的礼物，很快的就来到 Nanda Maharaj 的家里。
Overwhelmed with their heavy hips and swollen breasts, the gopis could not proceed very quickly towards the house of Nanda Maharaj.
但是这个所谓的牧牛女们，她们的臀部都很重，那乳房呢也很大，所以呢她们。像当他们还是在家里出这样走的这个速度慢快不起来。
But out of ecstatic love for Krishna, they proceeded as quickly as possible.
但是呢，因着对 Krishna 的这种极乐的爱，他们就尽可能快的走了跑了过去。
Their ears were decorated with pearl rings. Their necks were decorated with jewel lockets. Their lips and eyes were decorated with different kinds of lipstick and ointment.And their hands were decorated with nice golden bangles.
他们的耳朵上装饰着珍珠耳环。他们的脖子上呢戴着那个珠宝的项链。他们的嘴唇和眼睛上都装饰着各种各样的口红，还有这个浆液。他们的手上呢也戴着每各种各样很多的金手镯。
As they were very hastily passing over the stone road, the flower garlands which were decorated in their bodies fell to the ground.
那么随着他们迅速的就是匆忙的赶在这个石头路上往前走的时候，他们装饰着他们躯体这些花环都掉到了地上。
It appeared that a shower of flowers was falling from the sky.
看起来就好像是鲜花如雨般从天而降了下来。从天上降了下来。
From the movement of the different kinds of ornaments on their bodies, they were looking still more beautiful.
那么随着他们身上的各种装饰品的这个移动，他们看起来甚至更加美丽。
In this way, they all reached the house of Nanda Yashoda and blessed the child.
他们就这样到达了 Nanda Yashoda 的家里，并且来祝福这个孩子。
Dear child,You live long just to protect us.
亲爱的孩子，你将活得很长寿，这样呢，就是为了保护我们。
While they were blessing child Krishna in this way, they offered a mixture of turmeric powder, oil, yogurt, milk, and water.
那么当他们这样去祝福 Krishna 的时候呢，他们就向他供奉了有这个姜黄粉，还有油、酸奶、牛奶和水的混合物。
They sprinkled this mixture not only on the body of child Krishna, but on all other persons who were present there.
他们把这些液体的混合物不仅仅是撒在 Krishna 的身，小孩子 Krishna 的身上，同时呢也撒的是在场所有的人身上。
Also, on that auspicious occasion, there were different bands of expert musicians playing.
那么在这样一个吉祥的仪式的上面呢，还有很多其他的不同的这些乐队啊，还有很专业的这些音乐家都在伴奏着。
Just see how festive the Vedic culture is.
我们可以看一下这个韦达文化当中是多么的具有这个庆典性、庆典意义。
It is so rich with so many different wonderful aspects.
就是那么的富裕，有那么多那么奇妙的这些方面。
That's why we hear in the Bhagavatam that when the description of the spiritual world is given, it is said that every word is a song and every step is a dance.
这就是为什么说当时《莲波加瓦塔》里面就描述了人性世界的样子，就是说每一个字都是一首歌，每一步都是一个舞蹈。
So it's so attractive. It's so very attractive.
所以呢，这一切都非常的迷人。
As Krishna is all attractive.
就像 Krishna 也是具有全人的吸引力一样。
His devotees are all attractive.
所以他的奉献者呢也是非常迷人的。
His land of Vrindavan is all attractive.
他的 Vrindavan 这块土地也是具有全人吸引力。
Everything is all attractive.
存在的一切都具有全人的吸引力。
So when the cowherd men saw the pastimes of the cowherd women, they became very joyful.
所以呢，当这些牧牛郎们看着这些看着这些牧牛女们的这些逍遥时光，他们就变得很快乐，非常的喜乐。
In response, they also began to throw yogurt, milk, clarified butter, and water upon the bodies of the gopis.
那么作为回忆呢，他们也向在场的所有的这些牧牛女们身上扔酸奶、牛奶，还有透明的那个奶油和水。
Then both parties began to throw butter on each other's bodies.
然后呢，双方又开始向彼此身上扔奶油。
Nanda Maharaj was also very happy to see the pastimes of the cowherd men and women.
那那么就看着这些牧牛郎和牧牛女们的这所有的逍遥时光，他也非常高兴。
He became very liberal in giving charity to the different singers who were assembled there.
他就变得非常的慷慨，他给在场不同的这些歌唱家以及在场聚集的所有的人都给他们布施。
Some singers were reciting great verses from the Upanishads and Puranas.
有一些歌唱家呢，他们就在引述来乌帕尼沙和普拉纳的这些一些很大的，就在背诵这些很大的很好的诗经。
Some were glorifying the family ancestors, and some were singing very sweet songs.
有一些人呢在荣耀家族的祖先，还有一些人在唱着很美的歌，甜美的歌曲。
There were also many learned brahmanas present.
在场还有很多博学的伯乐们。
Nanda Maharaj, being very satisfied on this occasion, gave them different kinds of garments, ornaments, and cows and charity.
Nanda Maharaj 对这样的一个场合非常的满意，所以呢，他就给了他们各种各样的袍子啊，还有装饰首饰啊，以及母牛作为布施。
It is very important to note in this connection how wealthy the inhabitants of Vrindavan.Were simply by raising cows.
在这里我们可以看到这些 Vrindavan 的居民，他们只是去养奶、养牛，就变得多么的富裕。要注意到这一点很重要。
All the cowherd men belonged to the Vaishya community, and their business was to protect the cows and cultivate crops.
所有这些牧牛郎，他们都属于 Vaishnava 社团的，所以他们要做的就是去保护奶牛，去培养这些庄稼。
By their dress, ornaments, and behavior, it appears that they were in a small village.
那么根据他们的衣着和打扮来看呢，还有他们的行为来看呢，他们可以看得出来，他们是在一个小村庄里面。
Still, they were rich in material possessions.
但是呢，他们人就从物质的财富上来看呢，他们仍然是很富有的。
They possessed such an abundance of various kinds of milk products that they were throwing butter lavishly on each other's bodies without restriction.
他们是就是拥有那么那么多的这些奶制品啊，以至于他们毫无限制的向对方身上扔着所有的这些奶油。
Their wealth was in milk, yogurt, clarified butter, and many other milk products.
那么他们的财富呢，就存在于这牛奶、酸奶，还有透明的奶油，以及很多其他的奶制品当中。
By trading their agricultural products, they were rich in various kinds of jewelry, ornaments, and costly garments.
那么通过他们把他们自己的这些农作物、农产品给别人交换，他们就有拥有非常多的各种各样的珠宝首饰以及昂贵的衣服。
Not only did they possess all these things, but they could give them away in charity lavishly, as did Nanda Maharaj.
他们不仅仅拥有这所有的一切，而且呢，他们还能够像 Nanda Maharaj 那样，能够就是非常奢侈的给随便给予布施。
So, all of this brings up an important point.
那么这所有的这些内容呢，给我们提出一个很重要的一点。
That is, according to Vedic culture, real wealth is in having land, cows, and milk products.
也就是说，按照韦达这个文化来说，一个人的财富就在于他的土地、他的奶牛，还有这个奶制品。
Paper money, concrete buildings, factories, the stock market, and all other mundane things are not true wealth.
比如说这些高楼大厦啊，这些纸钱呐、啊，还有所有其他的这些东西啊，都不是真正的财富。
All of this can be taken away in a moment by the hand of karma.
那么这所有的一切都会由于这个业报之手，随时都被拿走。
And we can see this if we study history.
如果我们去研究一下我们的历史，就能看得出这一点。
Mundane wealth comes and goes.
世俗的财富它会来来去去。
No one can hold on to it for very long.
没人能够长久的保留住这些东西。
That is why Vedic culture places so much importance on worshipping the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, and the cows.
这就是为什么韦达文化那么强调要去崇拜至尊主、婆罗门以及母牛的原因。
So I might add,that, you know, we have just seen such a terrible, terrible, natural catastrophe in Japan.
那我们现在就可以说，就是我们现在看到了这个日本那么那么那么可怕的这个自然灾害，大灾难。
Such an opulent country.
这是一个那么富裕的国家。
One of the wealthiest in the world.
可以说是世界上最富裕的国家之一。
But in a few moments, by the hand of material nature, it was brought to its knees.
但是呢，就在片刻之间，由于这个物质自然的这样一个动作，就所有的一切就化为虚无了。
That very terrible earthquake destroyed so much of the infrastructure and.So many people were killed.
这些可怕的地震就毁灭了那么多的这些建筑啊，还杀了那么多人。
That was the first punch of material nature.
那是物质自然给打出来的第一拳。
Then, the second punch was a tsunami.
而接下去的一拳呢，就是这个海啸。
Which crushed so many buildings and killed so many people.
这一场海啸又摧毁了那么多的房屋，以及杀了那么多的人。
Damaged nuclear reactors.
还有这些被毁，就是被破坏的这个原子，那个什么核辐射。
So now it is such a situation that, you know, at any moment they can be in danger of, you know.Nuclear radiation.
所以到了现在，他们随时随刻都面临着这个核辐射的危险。
So, you know, the same thing could happen anywhere in the world.
而这样的事情在世界上任何地方都随时都可能发生。
At any time.
在任何时候都可能发生。
So, we should always be prepared.
所以我们应该随时做好准备。
That we may have to give up this body at very short notice.
我们很可能根本就还没得到通知多久，我们就马上就要离开躯体了。
As Prabhupada said, there is nothing as sure as death.
就像帕帕说的，没有一样比死亡更为肯定。
It may happen now or in 100 years.
有可能现在发生，也可能是一百年后发生。
But death is sure.
但是它肯定会发生。
So, we should always be ready to take shelter of Krishna and to leave this world and go back to him.
所以呢，我们应该随时做好准备啊，脱离 Krishna， 离开这个世界之后呢，就能回归首身。
And what is the best way to do that?
那么要这样做最好的方式是什么呢？
Always be immersed in Hari Nam.
那就是我们要一直沉浸在 Hari Nam 当中。
Chanting Krishna's name.
唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
It's not that we should just fulfill our vow or obligation of chanting 16 rounds a day.
并不是说我们只是去实现我们要每天念诵十六圈的这个誓言。
But beyond that, we should train ourselves to be chanting the holy name all of the time.
在此之上呢，我们还应该不断地训练自己，我们要一直唱诵圣名。
If we are not chanting with our lips, then we should be chanting within our minds.
如果不是用嘴唇再唱诵，我们就应该在心里面唱诵。
But somehow or another, we must always be absorbed in chanting Krishna's name.
但是呢，不管以什么样的方式，我们都应该一直唱诵 Krishna 的名字。
And when we chant, we should be very, very sure that we are hearing the name.
而且呢，当我们在唱诵的时候呢，我们应该非常非常确保我们在聆听圣名。
If we hear nicely, then automatically we will chant nicely.
如果我们很好的去听，那么自然而然我们就能去唱得很好，念得很好。
Thus, Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Lord Krishna, began to satisfy the desires of all the men assembled there.
所以呢，这个 Nanda, 那主 Krishna 的那个养父 Nanda Maharaj 就开始去满足在场所有的人的愿望。
He respectfully received them and gave them in charity whatever they desired.
他非常尊重的迎接了他们，接待了他们，并且给予了他们所要想要得到的任何的布施。
The learned brahmanas had no source of income.
因为那些博学的婆罗门，他们都没有收入的来源。
They were completely dependent on the Vaishya community for their maintenance.
他们完全依靠这个Vaishya社团来维系他们。
They received gifts on such festive occasions as birthdays and marriages.
那他们像在像这生日啊，像婚礼这样的场合呢，就能得到一些礼物。
Nanda Maharaj was worshipping Lord Vishnu on this occasion and was trying to satisfy all the people there.
那么 Nanda Maharaj 就在这样一个一个庆典那个之中呢，就在崇拜主 Vishnu， 并且努力的去满足在场所有人的愿望。
His only desire was that the newborn child Krishna would be happy.
他唯一的愿望就是新生婴儿 Krishna 会得到快乐。
Nanda Maharaj had no knowledge that his child was the origin of Vishnu.
Nanda Maharaj 并不知道这个孩子本其实是 Vishnu 的源头。
He was praying to Lord Vishnu to protect him.
他还在祈祷主 Vishnu 来保护 Krishna。
So this brings up an important point.
那么这呢又提出了一个很重要的一点。
And that is that Yoga Maya covers the Brajavasis so they can love Krishna more.
那就是这个 Yoga Maya 把这些 Brajavasis 的那么的居民都覆盖起来了，这样呢他们能够更多的去爱 Krishna。
They never think that he is God.
他们从来都不会想 Krishna 是神。
That would invoke the mood of awe and reverence and limit their love and service.
否则的话，就会唤起他们的这个敬畏的心态，这样呢就会限制他们的爱和服务。
Thus, they love Krishna without reservation.
但这样子呢，他们就能够毫无保留的去爱 Krishna。
Rohini Devi, the mother of Balaram, was the most fortunate wife of Vasudeva.
Rohini Devi 就是说 Balaram 的母亲，她是 Vasudeva 最幸运的妻子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because she was the only queen of Vasudeva that could see and take part in Krishna's pastimes.
因为她是在 Vasudeva 的所有的这个皇后当中，我们看到她是唯一一个加入了 Krishna 逍遥时光的。
She was the most fortunate.
所以她是最幸运的。
Just to congratulate Maharaj Nanda on the occasion of the birth ceremony of his son, Krishna, she dressed herself very nicely.
那么就为了去庆向 Nanda Maharaj 庆祝这个他的儿子，也就是 Krishna 的出生，所以呢，就把自己打扮得很 一整串了。
Wearing a garland, a necklace, and other bodily ornaments, she appeared on the scene and moved here and there.
她戴着花环、项链，还有其他的躯体的一些首饰，然后就出现在现场，四处移动着。
According to the Vedic system, a woman whose husband is not at home does not dress herself very nicely.
按照韦达的制度，一个妇女如果她的丈夫不在家的话，她不会把自己打扮得很好，不会打扮得很漂亮。
But although Rahini's husband was away, she still dressed herself very nicely on this occasion.
但是呢，虽然说 Rahini 的丈夫现在并不在这里，她在这样一个场合，她仍然把自己穿着打扮得很得体。
From the opulence of the birth ceremony of Krishna, it is very clear that at that time, Vrindavan was rich in every respect.
那么从 Krishna 的出生仪式展示出来的所谓的富裕看来，那么非常的清楚，在 Vrindavan 的当时，在每一个方面都是很富裕的。
Because Lord Krishna took birth in the house of King Nanda and Mother Yashoda, the goddess of fortune was obliged to manifest her opulences in Vrindavan.
因为主 Krishna 出生在Nanda 国王以及 Yashoda 妈妈的这个家里面，所以幸运女神她就一定得在这个 Vrindavan 展示她的富裕。
It appeared that Vrindavan had already become a site for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune.
看来这个 Vrindavan 已经成了幸运女神展示逍遥时光的一个地方。
After the birth ceremony, Nanda Maharaj decided to go to Mathura to pay the annual tax to the government of Kamsa.
那么在这个出生仪式之后呢， Nanda Maharaj 就决定去 Mathura向这康萨这个政府付他的年税。
Before leaving, he called for the able covered men of the village and asked them to take care of Vrindavan in his absence.
在他出发之前呢，他就把这个村子里面所有有能力的牧牛郎给召集起来，要他们在他不在的时候照顾好这个 Vrindavan。
Now here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives some background information.On Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev.
那么 Vishwanath Chakravarti 在这他就给了Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev 的一些背景信息。
This will make us better understand the relationship between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev.
这样能让我们更好的去理解 Nanda Maharaj 和Vasudev 的关系。
So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that King.Devamita of the Yadu clan had two wives.
那么Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 就说，就在这个 ，sorry, who had two wives?
It's the name. There was a king. The king was named Devamita.
当时有个国王叫 Devamita， 他有两个儿子，
he was
两个妻子。
Right.Of the Yadu clan, the line of the Yadu dynasty.
他是 Yadu 王朝的国王。
So one of the wives was from a Kshatriya family, and the other of a Vaishya family.
那么其中一个妻子呢是来自于沙地利家族，还有一个妻子呢是来自于万夏家族的。
Through the Kshatriya wife, he bore a son named Sura.
他通过这个沙地利妻子呢，就生出了一个儿子叫 Sura。
Through the Vaishya wife, he bore a son named Parjanya.
他从这个 Vaishya 的妻子呢，又生了一个儿子叫 Parjanya.
Sura had a name, Sura had a son named Vasudev, a Kshatriya.
Sura 呢有个儿子叫 Vasudev, 他是沙地利。
Parjanya had a son named Nanda, a Vaishya.
Parjanya 呢，他的儿子就是 Nanda, 他是一个 Vaishya。
Thus, Vasudeva and Nanda were brothers or cousins with the same grandfather and different grandmother.
所以呢，这个 Vasudeva 和 Nanda 其实他们是有同一个祖父而不同的祖母的亲生堂兄弟一样的关系。
So that's a little background to their family history.
所以呢，这是他们的家族史的一个背景信息。
When Nanda Maharaj arrived in Mathura, Vasudev got the news and was very eager to congratulate his friend.
那么Nanda Maharaj到了Mathura之后呢, Vasudev就得到这个消息, 他非常迫切地想要去祝贺他的朋友。
He immediately went to the place where Nanda Maharaj was staying.
他马上就去了Nanda Maharaj在住的地方。
When Nanda saw Vasudev, he felt that he had regained his life.
当Nanda见到了Vasudev之后，他感觉到自己重获了生命。Nanda,
overwhelmed with joy, immediately stood up and embraced Vasudev.
那么Nanda就喜不自禁地立即站起身来去拥抱Vasudev。Vasudev
was received very warmly and offered a nice place to sit.
他给了Vasudev很热情地接待，并且呢给了他一个很好的地方让他坐下来。
Vasudev was anxious about his two sons who had been put under the protection of Nanda without Nanda's knowledge.
那Vasudev就很担心他的两个儿子，因为他其实已经把这两个儿子放在让Nanda Maharaj来保护，但Nanda Maharaj本人并不知道。
Vasudev inquired about them with great anxiety.
所以呢，Vasudev就非常焦虑地询问起这两个儿子的情况。
Both Balaram and Krishna were the sons of Vasudev.
Balaram and Krishna were Vasudev's sons.
Balaram was transferred to the womb of Rohini, Vasudev's own wife.
Balaram was transferred to Vasudev's own wife.
But Rohini was kept under the protection of Nanda Maharaj.
But Rohini was kept under the protection of Nanda Maharaj.
Krishna was personally delivered to Yashoda in exchange with her daughter.
而Krishna则是被亲自送到了Yashoda那里，跟他把Yashoda的女儿给交换了过来。
Nanda Maharaj knew that Balaram was the son of Vasudev, but he did not know that Krishna was also Vasudev's son.
Nanda Maharaj知道Balaram是Vasudev的儿子，但他并不知道Krishna也是Vasudev的儿子。
Vasudev, of course, was aware of this fact and inquired very eagerly about both Krishna and Balaram.
当然了，Vasudev他是知道这个事实的，所以呢，他就非常急迫地来询问关于Krishna和Balaram的情况。
Vasudev then addressed Nanda.
Vasudev 接着就对Nanda说,
My dear brother, you were old and very anxious to beget a son, and yet you had none.
他说：“我亲爱的兄弟啊，你本来年纪年事已大，而且特别渴望得到一个儿子，但一直都没有。”
by the grace of the Lord, you are fortunate to have a very nice son.
而现在，由于主的仁慈，你非常幸运地得到了一个很好的儿子。
I think that this incident is very auspicious for you.
我觉得这件事对你来说非常吉祥。
Dear friend,
亲爱的朋友,
I was imprisoned by Kamsa and now I am released.
我本来是被Kamsa所囚禁的，那现在我被放出来了。Therefore,
this is another birth for me.
所以呢，这对我来说是另外一次出生。I
had no hope of seeing you again, but by God's grace, I can see you.
本来我已经不抱希望能再次见到你了，但是呢，由于神的仁慈，我又见到了你。
In this way, Vasudev indirectly expressed his anxiety about Krishna.
那么Vasudev呢，就以这样一种方式间接地表达了他对Krishna的担心。
Krishna was sent incognito to the bed of Mother Yashoda.
Krishna在不为人所知的情况下被送到了Yashoda妈妈的床上。
After Nanda very pompously celebrated Krishna's birth ceremony, he went to Mathura.
而当Nanda Maharaj他非常盛大地庆祝了Krishna的出生的仪式之后呢，他就去了Mathura。So
Vasudev was very much pleased and said, "This is a new birth for me."
所以Vasudev就非常高兴，他说，这对我来说是一次新的生命。He
never expected that Krishna would live because all his other sons had been killed by Kamsa.
他从来都没有指望Krishna能够活下来。 因为他生出来的其他，他的所有其他的儿子都已经被康特所杀了。
Vasudev continued, my dear friend, it is very difficult for us to live together.
Vasudeva 继续说，我亲爱的朋友，让我们能够生活在一起真是困难。
Although we have our family and relatives, sons and daughters, by nature's way, we are generally separated from one another.
虽然说我们有自己的家庭、亲人、儿子和女儿，但因为大自然的这个法则呢，法这自然的行为方法或者说，我们通基本上都是独立分开活、分开生活的。
The reason for this is that every living entity appears on this earth under different pressures of fruitive activities.
这其中的原因呢，就是每一个生物体都是在不同的压力或者说果报活动的结果影响之下显现在这个地球，出现在这个地球。
Although they assemble together, there is no certainty of their remaining together for a long time.
即便他们会聚到一起，但是根本就不能保证他们会在一起待很长一段时间。
According to one's fruitive activities, one has to act differently and thereby be separated.
一个人会根据自己的果报活动而有不同的行为，因此就被分开了跟别人。
For example, many plants and creepers are flies of the ocean.
比如说会有很多的植物和蔓藤会浮在这个海洋的这个波浪上面。
Sometimes they come together and sometimes they separate forever.
有的时候他们会聚到一起，有的时候呢又会远远分离。
One plant goes one way and another plant goes another.
一个植物呢它会往一个方向，另外一个植物又去了另外一个方向。
Similarly, our family assembly is very nice while we are living together.
同样的，我们这些家族成员，当我们生活在一起的时候，肯定非常的好。
But after some time, in the course of the waves of time, we are separated.
但是过了一段时间之后呢，由于这个时间波浪的这个流，我们又分离了。
The purport of this expression by Vasudev is as follows.
那么Vasudev 他的这个解他的这种表达的要旨如下。
Although we had 8 sons born in the womb of Devaki, unfortunately, they were all gone.
虽然说通过 Devaki 的子宫他生出了8个儿子，但不幸的他们都没了。
He could not even keep his one son Krishna with him.
他甚至都不能把自己的一个儿子 Krishna 留在身边。
Vasudev was feeling his separation.But he could not express the real fact.
Vasudev 在感受着他与 Krishna 的分离，但是他却不能表达这个现实。
Please tell me about the welfare of Vrindavan, he said.
他说，请跟我说一下 Vrindavan 这居民的情况吧。
You have many animals. Are they happy?
你有很多的动物，他们都快乐吗？
Are they getting sufficient grass and water?
他们得到了足够的草、青草和水吗？
Please also let me know whether the place where you are now living is undisturbed and peaceful.
请你也告诉我，你生活的这个地，你现在生活的这个地方是不是没有受到任何的干扰，而且一切都很平和？
This inquiry was made by Vasudev because he was very anxious about Krishna's safety.
Vasudev 之所以做出这样的询问，是因为他很担心 Krishna 的安全。
He knew that Kamsa and his followers were trying to kill Krishna by sending various kinds of demons.
他知道 Kamsa 和他的这些追随者都在努力的就派出很多各种各样的恶魔想要去杀 Krishna.
They had already resolved that all children born within 10 days of the birthday of Krishna should be killed.
他已经做出决定，在 Krishna 出生的这十天以内的所有的孩子都将被杀。
Because Vasudev was so anxious about Krishna, he inquired about the safety of his residence.
因为 Vasudev 非常担心 Krishna, 所以他刚就询问了他所有的这些居民的安全，村民的安全。
He also inquired about Balaram and his mother Rohini, who were entrusted to the care of Nanda Maharaj.
他还询问了 Balarama 以及他托付给 Nanda Maharaj 来照顾的 Rohini。
Vasudev also reminded Nanda Maharaj that Balaram did not know his real father.
Vasudev 还提醒 Nanda Maharaj 说 Balarama 并不知道自己的生父。
He knows you as his father.
他知道你是他的父亲。
And now you have another child, Krishna, and I think you are taking very nice care of both of them.
而现在你又有了另外一个孩子 Krishna, 那我想你肯定在很好地照顾他们两个。
It is also significant that Vasudeva inquired about the welfare of Nanda Maharaj's animals.
Vasudeva 还询问 Nanda Maharaj 这些动物的福祉，这也是很重要。
The animals, and especially the cows, were protected exactly in the manner of one's children.
这些动物，尤其是奶牛，它们是以孩子的形式，完全用一种方式被照顾、被保护的。
Vasudeva was a Kshatriya, and Nanda Maharaj was a Vaishya.
Vasudeva 是一个沙利利，而 Nanda Maharaj 呢，他是一个 Vaishya。
It is the duty of the Kshatriyas to give protection to the citizens, and it is the duty of the Vaishyas to give protection to the cows.
沙利利的职责呢是要去保护臣民，而 Vaishya 的职责则是去保护奶牛。
The cows are as important as the citizens.
这些奶牛和臣民一样重要。
Just as a human citizen should be given all kinds of protection, so the cows should be given full protection.
就好像人类的这些臣民应该得到所谓的各种所谓的保护一样，那奶牛也应该得到完全的保护。
Vasudeva continued to say that the maintenance of religious principles.
Vasudeva 就继续说要去维系宗教原则。
Economic development.
经济发展。
And the satisfactory execution of meeting the demands of the senses.
还有呢，要去完全满足这个感官的需求。
All depend on cooperation among relative nations and all humanity.
这一切都依靠着这个臣亲人、国家以及整个人类的之间的配合。
Therefore, it's everyone's duty to see that his fellow citizens and the cows are not put into difficulty.
因此呢，每个人都有责任要去确保，看他的这些其他的公民、国家的公民、奶牛不会处在困境之中。
One should see to the peace and comfort of his fellow man and animals.
一个人应该确保他的同胞和动物的平和，还有舒适。
So there's a connection between the two, it's very clear.
所以这两者之间是有关系的，这很清楚。
The karmic rule is that if you kill the cows, then a proportionate number of humans will be killed.
那么按照这个业报的这个法则啊，这个规则啊，你杀了多少奶牛，就会有多少人类被杀。
So what's to speak of not killing the cows? In Vedic culture, they...very carefully protected them.
那所以呢，在伟达文这个伟达文化当中，不要说去杀奶牛了，他们其实更多的，他们甚至要很好的保护奶牛。
The development of religious principles, economic development, and sense gratification can then be achieved without difficulty.
这样呢，如果你要你就能够毫无困难的去维系宗教原则、经济发展和感官享乐。
Vasudeva expressed his sorrow due to not being able to give protection to his own sons born of Devaki.
那么 Vasudeva 就因为自己没办法去保护他自己通过 Devaki 生出来的亲自己的儿子而表达了他的悲伤。
He was thinking that religious principles, economic development, and the satisfaction of his senses were therefore all lost.
他就觉得就因为他没法保护他们呢，所以呢他就觉得自己的这宗教原则啊、感官经济发展和感官享乐都没办法得到，都已经完全失去了。
Nanda Maharaj replied.
Nanda Maharaj 回答说
My dear Vasudeva, I know that you are very much grieved because the cruel king Kamsa has killed all your sons born of Devaki.
你说我亲爱的 Vasudeva, 我知道因为那个残忍的国王康萨已经杀死了你通过 Devaki 生出来的所有的儿子，就所以你万分悲痛。
Although the last child was a daughter, Kamsa could not kill her, and she has entered into the celestial planets.
虽然说最后一个孩子是个女儿，那汤姆萨没能杀死她，而且呢，她就进到了天堂星球。
My dear friend, do not be aggrieved. We are all being controlled by our past unseen activities.
我亲爱的朋友，请不要悲伤。我们所有人都已经受到了我们过去不可见活动的控制。
Everyone is subjected to his past deeds, and one who is conversant with the philosophy of karma and its reactions is a man of knowledge.
每个人都受到他过去活动的这个约束。如果一个人他精通这个关于业报和他的反应的这个哲学，他就是一个处在知识之中的人。
Such a person will not be aggrieved at any incident, happy or miserable.
这样一个人不管是处在快乐还是痛苦的这些事情当面对这些事情的时候，他都不会痛苦。
Vasudeva then replied,
Vasudeva 就回答说，
My dear Nanda, if you have already paid the government taxes, then return soon to your place, because I think that there may be some disturbances in Gokula.
Vasudeva 就回答说，我亲爱的 Nanda,如果你已经配了，你已经向这个政府付税了，那你赶快回到你的家里，你回到你那边去吧，因为我觉得在Gokula可能会有一些干扰的事情出现，有麻烦出现。
After the friendly conversation between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, Vasudeva returned to his home.
那么在 Nanda Maharaj 和 Vasudeva 这一场友好的谈话之后呢， Vasudeva 就回家去了。
Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men,who had come to Mathura to pay their taxes, also returned home.
而 Nanda Maharaj 以及其他的牧牛郎，他们来Mathura付税之后呢，他们也都会各自回到了家中。
So this completes the end of the chapter.
那么第一章就到此结束了。
But there's one last point that I wanted to make.
就是呢，还有我还想就跟大家讲一下最后一点。
And that is when Vasudeva was speaking about how the living entities, they come together for some time and then by the force of karma and time, they separate.
那么就是当时 Vasudeva 曾经讲到这些生物体由于业报和时间的这个控制他们会聚到一起，最后呢又会由于业报和时间的控制他们又会分离。
It also made me think that just like devotees,we also come together for some period of time, and then we also eventually leave this world.
这也让我想起了我们这些奉献者，我们会也会一起聚到一起一段时间，之后呢，我们也会离开这个世界。
And often that is sudden and without warning.
而且很多时候，通常这都是在突然之间毫无警告的情况出现。
So.How much we should value Vaishnava Association.
所以呢，我们应该非常的珍视 Vaishnava 的联谊。
Because one of the most important keys in advancing in Krishna consciousness is to associate with advanced devotees.
因为在 Krishna 识别当中，我们要取得进步，一个最关键的一点之一，就是要跟年进步的奉献者联谊。
Our only prayer should be, "How can I serve you, Prabhu?"
我们唯一的祈祷就应该是，小布，我如何能服务你
？So we're so dependent on the mercy of the devotees.
所以呢，我们是非常依靠奉献者的仁慈的。
Krishna's mercy will only come when we get the mercy of his devotees.
只有当我们得到奉献者的仁慈之后，我们才能得到 Krishna 的仁慈。
So our advancement is fully dependent on the mercy of the Vaishnavas.
所以呢，其实我们所有的这个进步啊，都是依靠 Vaishnava 的仁慈。
So we should be so appreciated, so appreciative of whatever devotee association we can get.
因此呢，不管我们能得到什么样的奉献者联谊，我们都应该心存感激。
And we should take every opportunity, while we have the time.To get the association of the advanced devotees and to serve them nicely.
而我们当每一当有这样时间有机会去得到这个 Vaishnava 年长进步 Vaishnava 的人联谊的时候，
我们都应该好好地利用这个机会去跟他们联谊，并且去很好地服务他们。
Because we never know when they will leave.
因为我们从来都不会知道我们什么时候会离开。
So we should take full advantage of their sangha.
所以呢，我们应该充分地利用他们的联谊。
Never take it for granted.
永远也不要认为它是理所当，把它理所当然。
We should have great love for the devotees.
我们应该非常的爱奉献者。
We cannot say we love Krishna if we don't love the devotees.
如果我们都不爱奉献者，我们就没办法说自己会爱 Krishna.
That is simply not possible.
这是不可能的。
So, we should certainly guard against Vaishnava aparad.
所以呢，我们肯定应该去保护自己，不要去冒犯 Vaishnava.
A mad elephant offense.
因为冒犯 Vaishnava 就好像一个风向的冒犯一样，风向。
And we should always be in the mood of meditating on how to serve devotees.
而且呢，我们应该总是处在这样一种心态当中，我们去冥想如何才能服务Vaishnava奉献者。
And how to practically do that?
那如何能才能实际的做到这一点？
We can do this based on Rupa Goswami's six principles of Vaishnava Sangha.
我们可以通过是的 Rupa Goswami 给予我们的这个 Vaishnava Sangha 的六个主要的原则来做的这一点。
Offering prasad and receiving prasad.
就是给予 prasad, 接受 prasad.
Offering gifts and receiving gifts.
给予礼物，接受礼物。
Offering dakshin and receiving dakshin.
给予 dakshin, 接受 dakshin.
And if we always center our association with the devotees on these six principles, then the sangha will always be very sweet.
那如果我们把这个跟奉献者联谊总是以这六个原则为中心的话，那我们的关系什么生活就变得非常的甜美。
So we must truly believe in our heart of hearts that this Vaishnava sangha is so rare.And we have taken so many births in this material world, and we have come to this position of being able to associate with the devotees. We must take every possible opportunity to associate with the devotees.
所以呢，我们心中应该很好地意识到这一点。我们在这个物质世界已经浪费了那么多时间，流浪了那么久，最终我们才来到归生之觉之中。所以呢，我们要非常的重视和珍惜奉献者的联谊。
Krishna will be very pleased with that attitude.
Krishna 会非常被我们这种态度所取悦。
So, I want to thank Gopi Gita Mataji for her wonderful translation.
所以呢，我要感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
I have to say that I have missed her translation the last couple of weeks.
我得说前面两三个星期我很想念他的翻译。
The word missed is an understatement.
这个想念是100%的一个说法。
Actually, I have felt great separation from her translation.
事实上我对他的翻译有着一种巨大的分离之情。
So I can only pray that she will continue.To translate our lectures.
所以呢，我祈祷他能继续翻译我们的讲课。
Do you agree to that?
Very much. Thank you, Maharaj, for your merciful instruction.
We have to say that in Chinese also.
I'm very honored. 我说非常感谢 Maharaj 这么仁慈的信使，我觉得非常的荣幸，幸运。
Again, as always, we must thank Sakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu for his facilitation.
那要一如既往呢，我们也要感谢 Sakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu 给我们提供这么好的条件。
He's like the magician behind everything.
他就像一切的背后的一个魔术师一样。
Without him there, we could not be connected.
没有他，我们大家根本就连接不上。
He's something like Yoga Maya. He's making all these arrangements.
这就像 Yoga Maya 一样，他在做出所有的安排。
So, I have to tell you now that we are going to have a bit of a separation.
那么现在我要告诉大家呢，我们现在又要经历一种分离之情了。
For the next two Mondays, I will be traveling.
也就是说接下来的两个星期一呢，我会在旅行。
So, Krishna willing,On the third Monday from today, we will resume our classes.
所以呢，如果 Krishna 愿意的话，从今天开始的之后的第三个星期一晚上，我们又会继续我们的讲课。
Separation is not necessarily a bad thing.
其实分离呢，不一定是一件坏事。
Because when we are separated from those we love, we desire or we develop a more intense desire to be with them.
因为当我们跟我们相爱的人分离的时候，我们就会培养起一种更加强烈的愿望，要和他们重聚。
So over the next couple of weeks, I will, you know, feel my separation from you, and you will feel your separation from me.
所以呢，在接下来的两个星期之中呢，我会感受到与你们的分离，你们也会感受到与我的分离。
So that will be a bit painful.
这呢会让人蛮心痛的。
But when the third week comes around and we're able to again connect, that will be a cause of great celebration.
但是呢，当第三个星期一来临，而我们再次连接的时候，也会成为我们庆祝的一个巨大的庆典。
Because on that day, we will begin chapter 6.
到那天我们就会开始讲第六章。
Putana killed.
Putana 被杀。
So we will start now discussing the different demons that were killed in Krishna Leela.
也就是说到那个时候我们就会开始去讨论 Krishna 在逍遥时光当中杀死所有的恶魔这些逍遥时光。
And we will hear a lot of nice commentary by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
而且呢，我们会听到很多的 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 做出的很好的评述。
From his Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
这是从他的 Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita 里面找到的。
And he will nicely explain what the different demons represent.
那么他呢会很好的解释这各个恶魔代表什么。
The different nartas that they represent.
代表心中的，代表我们心中的不同的这些污染。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So thank you all for listening.
感谢大家的聆听。
And may we meet soon.
愿我们很快再见。
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
所有荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Oh, Maharaj, some devotees are offering their obeisances to your lotus feet. Their names are Variyashi, Aduliya, Saranya, Yashodevi, Anandini, 还有什么谭建仙赵云英。The devotees are from Wuxi that offer their obeisances to you.
Well, I thank them for those obeisances.
刚刚读了那些复印者给的这些顶拜，马拉就说感谢你们的顶拜。
And I offer them my prayers and my blessings.
我也向他们献上我的祈祷和祝福。
That they should continue to advance in Krishna consciousness.
愿他们继续在 Krishna 知觉当中取得进步。
Thank you.
感谢你们。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.